SUNY Chancellor Jim Allotris was at SUNY New Paltz Friday as mandatory COVID-19 testing for students continued. The so-called exit testing is required of all SUNY students before they leave for Thanksgiving and complete the rest of the semester remotely. I spoke with Allotris about the testing and what to expect for the spring semester.
So we wanted to go see how the testing out operation of all the students were going, and we saw the testing of students, which was great. And then we wanted to catch up with President Christian and his health folks and some student leadership to see how it was all going. And it looked like it was going really well, actually, and the cases on campus were pretty low. And it seems to be a good sign that it's been going well all across our system. So it was just a way to check in with some of our campuses to see how the testing before Thanksgiving break was going.
Right. So, Chancellor, let me ask you for some details on that. Are students leaving kind of on a rolling basis? Because clearly they'll finish the semester at home rather than returning before spring semester. And so is every single student getting tested? And does this include faculty as well?
Faculty and staff have been getting tested along with our students. We have reached agreements with all of our faculty and staff except for the community college faculty, which we did not reach an agreement with. So they are not testing on the way out or being mandatorily tested, but others have. But overall, this has been done on a rolling basis. Our individual campuses have come up with schedules because we required students to be tested as close to the departure date as possible so they weren't having potential exposure for days after. So this has been done over the last 2 weeks. And over the past 14 days, we've done more than 140,000 tests on our campuses all across SUNY. So it's been going well, and it's been going pretty organized, and it's been good to see. Students have been really compliant and really supportive of it, actually, because they don't want to bring the virus home to their loved ones over the break.
Allotris says most campuses were winding down their testing over the past weekend, though some testing continues early this week. Allotris says SUNY New Paltz was projected to complete testing of more than 3,500 students by Monday. When Allotris visited the New Paltz campus Friday, there were just a few active cases noted on the college's COVID dashboard. However, there has since been an uptick, with 15 additional students testing positive for COVID-19. As the college conducted more than 3,000 on-campus tests during its Test Before You Go testing from November 16th through the 20th, 12 of these students live off-campus and 3 live on-campus. All 15 are in isolation off-campus. 13 of these students were tested on-campus. The other 2 submitted test results from off-campus facilities. I know that you had announced plans for the spring reopening, pushing it back a bit, eliminating spring break. Maybe you could just kind of summarize that and if there's been any changes thus far.
You know, we were trying to build in as much certainty in an uncertain time, Allison, and we put out uniform policy guidance for all of our campuses and some of those things that you mentioned, right? The virus is still here. You're seeing an uptick in numbers in New York State, but you're also seeing the rest of the country on fire with COVID right now. So it is an uncertain time. We're going to carry through some of those things that we've done in the previous fall semester. You know, we've tested, Allison, more than 500,000 students on our campuses this semester. That's a really great number for us. It shows that regular testing can help keep the virus at bay. It's helped us manage certain situations on campuses. As you've seen, an uptick in cases, it's been able to isolate certain problems on certain campuses. So we're going to mandate every student be tested on the way back into the spring semester, like we require testing on the way out. And then we're going to require regular testing again as we require this semester. Like you said, we're going to move the start date of our semester to February 1st at the earliest. Usually we start in January, but given the cold months and the public health experts like Dr. Fauci and others saying, let's try to get through some of these cold months. So we're going to start our start date February 1st. But by the way, we're going to be flexible and nimble if the conditions on the ground warrant more changes to the date, start date, we will do those things. We will be guided by policy and health experts on that side. Like you said, we're going to eliminate some of the things that our students look forward to, but unfortunately, we don't want them traveling for spring break. So we're not going to do spring breaks, but we're going to do wellness days over the course of the semester. So our students still get days off, but not a traditional spring break. And we're going to do things a little differently this time. We're going to have a mandatory mask requirement on our campuses, whether you're socially distanced or not. That is a little different than we had in the fall. Although, in practice, our students, our faculty, and staff were basically wearing our masks at all times, no matter what, even if they were socially distanced. But we're going to memorialize that in our policy guidance. And then finally, we're going to do things like carry forward our compliance guidance of what are the penalties for violating codes of conduct on campus, our transparency dashboard, and our mental health services, which has been a really important thing that we've expanded over the course of the past several weeks, because many of our students have felt isolation and other mental health issues because of the pandemic. And that's been a really important thing that we've carried on throughout the course of the fall semester, which we want to do more of in the spring semester as well.
Sure. Chancellor, I wanted to ask you back to the exit testing. Were any schools, were you finding any higher number of cases among certain schools?
Of the 140,000 tests we've done over the last 2 weeks, 0.6% have been positive. So it's a little bit up, just ever so, like a tenth of a percentage point over our fall average. The last batch, even over the last couple of days, there's like been about 1,800 tests conducted on campus and have been zero cases. You've been finding that pretty regularly in many of our college campuses. You have had some situations of uptick in cases. You saw that at the University of Albany recently, or Binghamton University, or the University of Buffalo. Overall, we've seen pretty low numbers, which is really a testament to our students. I mean, this has been a difficult time for everyone in our society dealing with the pandemic, especially for students coming back to college campuses. It's a different environment. And they have really done the job, right? Our test is just a reflection of what's going on campuses. And it's an extraordinary result seeing such low positivity rates, which is because of the behavior of our students, our faculty, and our staff. But by the way, we have been fluid and flexible. You have to adapt to the situation. And so when you heard public health experts say, hey, wait a minute, community spread is happening in smaller gatherings like Thanksgiving type of settings or after Halloween, because people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of COVID, right? You're seeing some of that. We adapted. We said we're going to mandatorily test all of our students on the way out, make sure they're not bringing the virus home with them, and we will continue to do so. It's not an easy thing to do, Allison, right? We're the largest public university system in the entire country, but you know, we're in a health crisis, and you have to do those things that you have to do in order to keep your community and your faculty and your students safe on your college campuses.
SUNY New Paltz's on-campus test positivity rate for the fall semester stands at 0.26% following last week's testing efforts. A total of 46 students and 6 employees in the on-campus population have had confirmed or presumed positive cases of COVID-19 since the beginning of the fall semester. 22 cases are currently classified as active. 10 students are currently in quarantine on campus, and 2 are in isolation on campus. This comes amid a rise in active cases in the town of New Paltz, which at last count number 85. That's up from 26 a week earlier and puts New Paltz at the top of the Ulster County list in terms of active cases, 30 more than the city of Kingston. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.